Political dissident leaders in Havana say Cuba's communist government will begin summary trials on Thursday for more than 70 dissidents and independent journalists who were arrested in a government crackdown in March. In a telephone interview with VOA from his home in Havana, Osvaldo Payá, director of the so-called Varela Project, says the summary trials are set to begin even though attorneys representing the accused dissidents have had insufficient time to prepare. He says the government will seek life sentences for at least a dozen of the accused. He says the government will also seek sentences of 15 to 30 years for a number of other dissidents. Of those detained, Mr. Payá says 42 are associated with the Varela Project, which seeks constitutional changes to guarantee basic human rights such as freedom of speech and assembly, freedom to own and operate a business, freedom to form political parties and take part in democratic elections. He says it's possible that the Castro government chose this time to repress dissent because most of the world's attention is focused on the war in Iraq. If so, however, he says the attempt failed because there have been messages of condemnation from Europe, the United States, Canada, and other Latin American nations.
Nuestra determinación es seguir trabajando.
He says he and other dissidents who remain free intend to keep on working for peaceful, democratic change in Cuba in spite of the climate of fear that prevails. He says agents surround his house and watch his every movement, but that he will not allow that to stop him. Mr. Payá denies government charges that his group and others are financed and encouraged by the U.S. interest section in Havana. He says they have never set foot in the U.S. mission and that their movement is entirely homegrown. Cuban authorities say they have evidence that the dissidents are working closely with U.S. diplomats in a plot to undermine the government. They accuse the U.S. chief of mission in Havana, James Kaysen, of actively supporting opposition groups on the island. The United States broke relations with Cuba's communist government in 1961. But established an interest section under the Swiss embassy in Havana in 1977. U.S. officials based in Havana have met with dissident leaders and offered them assistance in recent months, but U.S. diplomats deny this has been part of any conspiracy. The Bush administration has condemned the crackdown in Cuba, as have the European Union, international human rights organizations, and the Roman Catholic Church. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mexico City.